Saturday morning, it's something for the weekend, and our beauty expert Ivana Breen is in studio from Akina Beauty. Good morning, Ivana.
Morning, Trina.
So, prepping for fake tan, I need some tips because, let's be honest, I'm never going to get a tan. I'm so, so pale, and you probably think that's a great thing because you hate people.
It is a great thing.
Being out in the sun,
but
yeah.
But I do love a little bit of colour. I mean, there's no two ways about it. We all look better with a bit of colour.
We do. We look slimmer.
Yeah, we do, exactly. Yeah. That's the main thing. And if you're really talented, you can actually etch in some muscles there as
well. Oh, a six pack, yeah. Well, I naturally have one of them, of course. Okay, so what's the best way then to prep the skin before we get a fake tan?
A hydrated skin is the best skin to put a fake tan onto. So if you're gently exfoliating, if you have an event coming up, like you're going on holidays or there's a wedding or something, and you really know that you're going to want your tan to look really well and really even, then a couple of weeks beforehand, you want to make sure you're hydrated, make sure you're taking maybe an omega oil supplement. That's one that everybody could be taking anyway.
Okay.
And it just helps to lubricate and keeps the skin nice and supple and hydrated. And then exfoliating once or twice a week on the body. I love the Neom exfoliators. They're a sugar base in this oil that leaves a lovely oily residue that's very hydrating on
okay,
the skin.
Okay, so it's kind of, yeah, not that kind of soapy feeling.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. So, and then you want to be putting on lots of moisturiser to make sure that you're not scaly and crusty, and can you imagine, you know, where the tan will go.
Lovely, when, yeah, lovely. There's particularly difficult areas, the knees and that are hard, aren't
knees
they?
And the elbows. And the feet are very difficult. It's very easy to put too much tan on the feet. If you're getting a spray tan, when we're doing spray tans in the clinic, we actually don't tan the feet because the spray just naturally falls onto the feet.
Okay, yeah.
Mind you, having said that, I know that the trend for certainly with younger girls is to have the spray tan on their palms of their hands.
I've been seeing it a lot lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And are you supposed to wear nail varnish before you go and get your tan done? Because doesn't it go into your nails, into the pores of your nails?
It can do, but like it's not going to do any harm. You know,
okay.
If you want your nails to be clear and tan free, then yes, cover them up. A bit of Vaseline when you're having the spray tan done will do the trick. Yeah.
Okay. Don't wear deodorant when you come in. Is that right?
Absolutely. Now, it's not the end of the world, but it just looks green if the tan goes over it. That will wash off, but it does for first timers, that gives them a bit of a fright. So
okay, so they think their skin has gone green. Oh great. Okay, then say the tan has gone great, everything's lovely. They normally last about a week or so, don't they? So what do we do to get the remnants of it? You know, the way we all kind of end up with a little bit left, how do we get that off easily?
The best way, again, to take that off is make sure that you yourself are hydrated and that you've been looking after your tan, and maybe topping up even with one of those gradual tanners is a good way to make sure that the actual spray tan comes off more evenly. So every maybe 2 or 3 days, a little gradual tanner is a good product to apply. And then I find personally the best way is to get into a bath with oil in the bath and soak in the bath and then gently exfoliate the remnants of the tan off. But you really need to be, or it's like going to the swimming pool either is another way. It's probably not the best idea, but
okay.
It's about soaking in water for a long period of time. And ideally that water should be hydrating. So the more hydrated you are, the easier it's going to be to get the tan off.
Yeah, because I hate that. I hate the way the knees and the elbows are still kind of looking patchy.
And the other thing is a towel. You know, a towel that's come out of the wash that's been dried on the line, it's kind of harder than if you put it in the tumble dryer. That kind of a towel is great for getting the ankles and the knees, or even if you did that with a face cloth.
Okay.
It's a good way. And all the exfoliating mitts are very good as well. Some of the products that you can get out, some are good, some aren't so good at removing the tan. But I think really the surefire way is to get into the bath with oil and soak it off.
And stay there with a glass of wine.
And a candle lighting.
That's a requirement if you want to get the tan off. Ivana, how can we contact you?
So it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic. We're on Lower Leeson Street. You can find us on Facebook, Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic, and on Instagram at Akina Beauty.
Thanks, Ivana. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.